Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello everyone, Peter Mingles here, and you are listening to us live on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's Mother's Day if you're listening in live. Happy Mother's Day for all those moms, grandmas, great-grandmas, kids that are going to be moms, I don't know. But happy Mother's Day. Moms are super-duper important for, like, the whole thing. The whole thing doesn't work without moms. So we are here on Mother's Day. So for all those people that are listening in, thanks for being here with us. And if you're catching us on the replay, thank you as well for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. On Sunday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, we do a radio show with our bestest friend. Her name is Jody Bear. And Jody is J-O space D-E when you're writing her a love letter or a letter or anything else like hello, Jody, or dear Jody, or happy whatever, Jody. But when you put it on a website, there's no spaces on website. So you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/J-O-D-E-E, and you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows. For those people that are maybe not new to this radio show, but from the beginning, I met Jody as a referral from a friend. You know how that goes. That's the way most stuff happens. And I didn't know who she was, but when I first spoke to her, I felt different, meaning, like, I knew there was something special about that conversation. There was an energy. There was just, like, I could feel she had a lot of things going on, super-duper smart, and I knew that, you know, maybe if we did radio shows together, I would be able to help her document some of the things that she was working on and a few other things as well. Well, let me share with you. She is, like, amazing, and I say this sincerely. Dr. Jody Bear became a doctor. She was a health coach first, and then when we started to do stuff with, like, the internet and, like, podcasting, we showed her how to do that stuff, and then she became a podcaster. And then on television, and I wasn't surprised, I was shocked on how quickly. And then she said, oh, guess what, we're going to be doing some books. And I'm like, okay, good, you're going to co-author and author some books. And yep, and they became bestsellers, like, instantly, like, right away. And then she became an international bestseller, and I'm still not surprised. I'm just, like, amazed at the time frame. And today I was just informed that we're going to take our Mother's Day radio show and we're going to replay it next week because she's speaking over in Dubai for a special group of people, which she'll tell us a little bit about that as well. So if you are looking to hook your wagon to somebody who's a real leader, who's got a lot of things going on, you want to check out everything that Jody Bear is doing. Besides being a health coach, she's a motivational speaker, and I mean that sincerely. Just like talking to her, you'll be motivated. But she's got a lot of backgrounds in sales, business, you know, health, weight loss, all that sort of stuff. And there's a lot of people that have lost a lot of weight and are around longer on this wonderful spinning planet because of Dr. Jody Bear. So Dr. Jody Bear and health coach Jody Bear, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Well, thank you for letting me have a platform on my own radio show. And before we begin, Peter, and I know you go on mute during this time, but I just wanted to inform everybody, anybody that's listening out there, at the end when we have our Q&A and you just want to share comments or whatever with what I'm speaking about, what do they have to do to their phone to raise their hand, Peter? What is that?
So you have to be right. You have to call in. So that would be, and I'm going to give out the number just in case anybody wants to call in. It's 347-237-4097, 347-237-4097. So you have to call in, and then at any time, hit star and the number one. So star one.
Star number
and you
one.
Don't,
yes.
Yep. And you don't see it on your side, but on my screen over here, I see a hand goes up, which means, like, ooh, 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 you have something to say. And if, depending on the everything, we're going to open up the lines. So star
yes.
One is what you'll click on. So go ahead, Jody.
Because you're a star and you've made me feel like number one. Well, remember that from now on. And, yes, I am Dr. Jody Bear. Happy Mother's Day. And this is a special time for me because I became a mother on Mother's Day. I always kind of felt a little funny that why do we just celebrate it for the day? I since becoming a mother on Mother's Day, I've just felt like every day was Mother's Day. You become a mother from the womb to the tomb. That's what you do in health. And yes, I am Dr. Jody Baer. I will say, if you think about long-term things, something I've never shared with you, Peter, I actually had my ABD for over 15 years, didn't take time to write my dissertation and get it approved and go through the process. So when COVID happened, then I decided to move quickly. Didn't a lot of other people like that? So if you're thinking and you're just out there and you're thinking, well, I'm waiting. I get back from this air trip across a few continents here late on the 19th, but on the 20th of May, don't wait like I did with my ABD. I didn't like those initials. I wanted it to really say Dr. Jody Baer, PhD. But why wait, lose the weight? All of a sudden, summer's here. You're thinking, oh, I'm still carrying along my COVID-19. That 19 stood for the 19 pounds you've had on there. But I'm going to say we will be starting this four-week masterclass, and it is super-duper affordable. It's a big $47 for 4 weeks. I can't believe I'm really doing it, but I just love weight loss. Why? Because over my 45 years of being a health coach and holistic nutritionist, I will say that I've been honored to have 35,000 pounds. Excuse me, I said that wrong because I'm excited, Peter. 1,000,000 pounds with 35,000 clients. My goodness gracious, yes. 1.1 million pounds of toxic fat lost. 35,000 client patients. And during the COVID era, I've had the opportunity and the privilege to bring over 3,000 people through long COVID, past COVID, to regenerate, rejuvenate, and restart their lives. Why? Because the body is a miracle-making machine. It can, and it will heal itself. Just like weight loss is, and weight gain is something you see. It's the secret, and you will learn that in these 4 weeks, is in your liver. Because when your liver quivers, then guess what? You've got health. So all you got to do, if you want to sign up for the course, it is at 1 p.m. Eastern, which is good for everybody except the replay for those in Australia. But it's going to be, all you have to do is go to healthapedia.eventbrite.com, and that's health, H-E-A-L-T-H, P-E-D-I-A, healthapedia.eventbrite.com. Let's make sure your liver quivers so you look great in that beach body that you really want. And why is that important? Because after 45 years, the beginning of me becoming a mother with that bun in the oven, you all know the story. I'm sitting here and going to my first Little AG League meeting because I knew enough that I knew being an expectant mother, the mother's milk was breast milk. It was also the best milk. And I walked into this home. It was a beautiful home in Northwest Atlanta where I was living at the time for 20 years. It was my home where I raised my sons. And I'll be dipped in whatever, looking at the table over to the left. And what did I see? I saw nachos. I saw M&Ms. I saw hot dogs, the nitrates, and it went on and on. And of course, then I was a little more outspoken, y'all that are listening and our wonderful listening audience. And I want to thank you for tuning in and hearing one more dose of Health Coach Jody. It means the world to me. But I just said, what is this, additives and preservatives? Well, that got people's attention. I had my hands on my hips and I was swaying. This woman came up to me and said, well, if you seem so disgusted, why don't you do something about it? Well, I did something about it. I got my first health coaching certification before I had my eldest son as a baby, and I was privileged to write the nutritional protocols for La Leche League International that are still in place today for newborn breastfeeding moms and also prenatally. Because when you have a desire, sometimes you act quickly. Like my ABD, it took me a while, but you still have that burning desire. So I became a mother on Mother's Day, May 12th, 1980. That same week, not only did that I download a baby, but a volcano uploaded and it just took off at Mount St. Helens. So I always said it was quite an eventful week. But 13 years ago, I became a grandmother with my first granddaughter on my son's birthday. So today was a real trifecta. Mother's Day, Carl's birthday, my oldest son, and my oldest granddaughter. So what a better time to celebrate the essence of a woman. Women tonight, it's all about women because, as Peter, you said, women are the hub of the wheel. As my, and I'm saying this from a health perspective with this, but if you know and you've heard my husband, Bob Baer, even with his 3 PhD, he has a very keen sense of humor and deprecating humor and says, maybe women are the hub of the wheel, but you see, Father's Day is always 9 months before Mother's Day. We never take the men for granted because real men are aware will be our third book with Healthopedia. And we're going to be starting that January of 2025. So tonight, however, you know the story from 1984, now to 2024, how I was just compelled and I sought out Dr. Hulda Clark. Well, that really changed the trajectory of my whole existence. And as we've seen, and yes, Peter, this has gone pretty quickly with me being a 49-time best-selling author, now co-founder of our movement, Healthopedia, and our books, and a multiple-time best-selling author, on our way to New York Times best-selling author, and all of that. Why? Because as your life moves and you get older, you must move quickly because the sands through the hourglass go through. So that's why I'm privileged to say these group of women, and you will meet the authors after our commercial break. The title of our book, the 2.0 book, empowered up by the brand Healthopedia, published by Healthopedia Publishing, is The Essence of a Woman. Unleash the Feminine Soul. So get ready after the commercial break, Peter.
Yep, and we're going to be right back. You're checking out Jodi Baer, and go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Jodi to share this with other people. Here we go.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.NetworkLeads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back. Peter Mingles here. For those people that will be calling a little bit later on, just dial into the 347-237-4097 number, 347-237-4097, and then hit *1 after you're connected in. If you want to ask a question, if you just want to listen in, just listen in. So, Jodi, thanks for being here.
And we're just listening in, and you're hearing about the essence of a woman. Unleash the feminine soul. The power of the universe, these powerful women. And our anchor authors, Khalilah Camacho Ali, Muhammad Ali's wife, she married him at the beginning, and at the end of his life, she married him back again. And I will say, Her Royal Highness, Princess Dr. Mordani Ugalana, she is a real-life princess, and she is the real-life UN ambassador from Nigeria. And so she is one of the most interesting, and as Dr. Khalila, who has been on my show, if you look up Life's Milkshake Moments, we've been doing numbers on my TV show, which is Mindset Monday on Mondays at noon, and then the Thursdays at 6 p.m., this is Eastern Time, Life's Milkshake Moment. Dr. Khalila has been my guest twice. Dr. Khalila and I have partnered up. She lives down in South Florida, down the Boca Raton way. She's got a beautiful book, Forgiveness, The Untold Story with Muhammad Ali. And it's a beautiful, just a portrait and just the side of the humanity of what she's going to be saying in our book. But what we've been doing is, where in the world is Dr. Khalilah Camacho Ali? She's been everywhere since we began this project in January, from Bangladesh to, she's been in France, she's been over everywhere. And Princess Mordani or Mordun, it depends on whether she goes by the Nigerian way of saying it, but she lives part-time in Houston, Texas, obviously in Nigeria right now. She is in Dubai, and I'm honored to say that that was, she is just one of these women who is just such a human, as I would say, conscious-driven leader. And her initiative with the UN, like they have committees with Congress, y'all. Well, Congressperson, man or woman. But in the UN, I found out that they have an initiative, and her initiative is teenage women empowerment. What a beautiful social platform she will give to this essence of a woman. But then we've got two great men. One of them, you know his name. He has been a guest twice here on Building Fortunes Radio, Dr. Jim Marinakis, world-renowned naturopathic physician, homeopath, acupuncture physician, Olympic team physician, back in Sarajevo in 1984. Must have been a really great year, that 1984 thing going on. But also, he is my teacher, my guru, but he's my co-founder with Healthopedia, along with Dr. Glenn Detke. I call Dr. Glenn Detke a naturopathic physician. Call him the happy hormone doctor, because Dr. Glenn, he does in this platform, is like none other. And he will be writing the foreword along with a chapter about how women have been lied to their hormones, like it's all in your head and you shouldn't have hot flashes. When you hear him, and he will be a guest very, very soon on Building Fortunes Radio, when you hear it, that he said there are two symptoms that a woman should have when she goes through menopause. The inability to conceive, and she stops menstruating. That's it. Everything else can be fixed, because foundationally, the body put in the right condition can heal itself. Then I will tell you, and oh, by the way, Dr. Glenn Detke is Dr. Joseph Mercola of Life Extensions, his partner. But this book, like Healthopedia, The Foundations, and putting the foundational pieces together in foundational health, putting them together, we will be putting this together as well, spiritually. Then going into mental, physical, emotional, financial, and social health. All right, but as far as I'm concerned, those may be four A-listers, but when you hear these names and what they're going to bring it to the table, you've heard these people before with Kathy Strauss, who's been a guest on Building Fortunes Radio. She'll be speaking on the mental pillar of health of women and being the creationer of your own life. Renee Brown, who's been on Building Fortunes Radio, is going to be telling her story of thriving after foster care. That is a riveting story in the social pillar. Shannon Roper, being an AP, she is a PRN extraordinaire in New Mexico. She will be writing on the spiritual pillar, how she brings the spirit in with her patients and building Building Fortunes Radio. She was on here, and it's Roper's Health Oasis is her company. Cynthia Hamilton Knipp, the musician. Well, she's going to take the esthetician approach in health. Dr. Nefertina Serrano has been a guest here. She was the, as you said, Peter, earlier, a friend of a friend of a friend, Dr. Nefertina Serrano. I'm grateful and humbled that she introduced me to Her Royal Highness Princess Mordun Ogolana. And whatever Nefertina writes, we're going to get her best. And Karen Rudolph, who has also been on our show, RN, and she's going to be giving us the story of being tranquil in the mind. So Kathy and Karen taking from the emotional pillar where they were in Healthopedia, putting together the foundational pieces in our health, in foundational health, it's going to be a beautiful thing that they're going to take a turn in, because it's really emotional, mental, mental, emotional. I'm grateful to say that of our Healthopedia authors in our 1.0 book, which is now called Healthopedia Foundations, over 12 of these women, you've heard their names because they're with us again. But the ladies that I just mentioned, what I can say about them, it's so, so important. I'm grateful and honored that they stepped up and they're being known as Essence Ambassadors, because there's only one of me and, of course, 40 of us. There will be two young ladies. See, it's older women passing the baton to younger ones, Denise Peacock and also Debbie Morales, that I've seen grow and go through Linda Huff, her refuge in St. Augustine, Florida, that they're going to tell their spiritual health story on how they overcame depression, addiction, and now they're thriving. Debbie Morales is the director of the St. John's Women's Shelter up there. And Samaya Brown, the baby daughter of Les Brown, will be speaking of her story, of just a gifted speaker unto herself in the social pillar as well. I mentioned, of course, Dr. Kalila, but then we've got another, an AP, you know, an APRN, as they're called. Kathy Vergara, met her when I got my stem cell, and now I'm pain-free in my neck. You know, my neck has had a history. It's now just the neck. It's part of the body. And it really shows that you can do things with umbilical clean stem cell unlike any other, that assists the body in healing itself. And then Dr. Jim, of course. Then we go on down here. Dr. Shirley Liu. Now, here's an A-lister. Financial guru. She started this company 4 years ago when she found her husband who had taken his life in their home. She's created a business in the financial pillar in a way that she became a Forbes 100 A-lister. Peter, she makes me look like I'm going slowly. But she's now the top five in Forbes 100 in the financial sector. It's a miracle. And she tells her story how she can give financial security to women. Donna Dawson, my great friend over from Perth, Australia. Oh, goodness gracious. Donna and I have laughed. We've known each other for many, many years. And she's going to be writing Proverbs for Health and the Soul. And then Anne Bora Lawrence, talking about old-time friends, but we're not old, because Anne talks about youthing. It's the eternal fountain of youth. We are chronological contemporaries, but I've known her for over 20 years. She will be my guest on Life's Milkshake Moments. That will be a chronicle with Annie B. and Dr. Jody. Check us out at noon tomorrow. Speaking on how women can mentally be strong and truly, truly, you can do this. And she's living proof as well. Her slogan is, as she puts it, age is just the number of years that people have been enjoying you. Gloria Kurz, my great friend, broker, has the financial pillar story of brokering in real estate. $1 million listing, if you've seen the TV show. That's what she'll be sharing. And Lorena Sanchez, mentee, as becoming a nurse practitioner, younger woman. There you go. Then Marina Mrsic, known her for several years. She's from Croatia. Are you getting a feel that this is a real international book? We will have over 10 countries represented. Marina's from Croatia. Young woman with two young girls. She has a story on health. And then Kim Jacobs, mom of Ivan Jacobs, who's been on our radio show. And the Balance Doctor will be bringing balance, both spiritually and socially, to the essence of a woman. Christina Doty. I've got to say hats off and kudos to Tom Chesser. He always puts the right people together. Christina Doty, as a young woman, in just turning 40, has created the largest human anti-trafficking non-for-profit on the East Coast. That social pillar story will be second to none. Then Dr. Kalila, gave me the present this weekend of giving me two of her daughters, Khalila Ali Jr. and Amina Ali, who will be just parroting their mother and that younger generation, bringing things up. And then we've got Dr. Golda Joseph, naturopathic doctor, has a holistic health spa in Panama. So she goes between Seattle and Panama, thanks to not only, once again, Tom Chesser, putting those people together, and it goes on with Deborah Dennis, who I met through Tom Chesser, and friend of a friend of a friend. Deborah Dennis is showing how successfully you can have an entrepreneurial business in your house, and she's raised four successful children. She was the one that was the conduit also with Dr. Golda Joseph, but also Dr. Margaret Nagoya. Dr. Margaret is an MD. She's from Belize, and she goes back and forth from Houston to Belize. She has created, along with Deborah's husband, soil that you can have a garden. I want you to imagine your kitchen table right here. That kitchen table will feed that land, a family of four, for a year. And they created a product. So I call her the doctor farmer. And then Katrina Alcarez, young lady who works with autistic children. Won't that be a great story in the physical pillar? Dominic Brune, young lady who has a credit restore, and her goal is to do it with women, for women, to give women financial security. Between Dr. Shirley Liu and Dominic Brune, ladies, you got the financial pillar set. And then Annette Watson-Johnson. She was my guest. Met her through Dr. Nefertina Serrano on my Mindset Monday 2 weeks ago. She is a detoxification queen. Between Dr. Annette and Jody, and what did we say on this show? If you find that you've got a parallel path in health, there are 8 billion people in the world. Because of collaborating with Dr. Annette, I've learned so much, and vice versa. And Betty is going to be our guest on Building Fortunes Radio when I'm back after our Memorial Day show that we do, and then June 2nd. Betty Norland, not only did I meet her through Manny Lopez, she's a noted NSA speaker, lives in Tampa, published author, has a publishing company, but this time around, she is partnering with me, having the second edit for our book. Thank you, Betty, for this. And then Laura Ibarra, met her through Dame Doria, wonderful young lady, showing the mental pillar of how to bring mental and financial together, the Money and You platform. And Laura is from Mexico City, Mexico. Marbeth Dunn, an international woman, but I met her here in Florida, met her through Money and You. And we've got Dr. Needy Solomon, naturopathic physician, great friend and colleague of Renee Brown. She will be also doing her book with Healthopedia Publishing in the Healthopedia Lead Forum. Deborah Dennis, I already mentioned about her parenting book. Lori Peters Lafayette, through, once again, Tom. I think, Tom, maybe you need to have when you're listening to this radio show, maybe you need to be the third man in this book. How many people have come through the Tom Chesser family with Rise Up Marketing and Media. Thank you, Tom, via Dr. Glenn Ryan, who introduced me to Lori Peters Lafayette, who was the mother of Charles, who is nonverbal autistic, young man at 33. And yes, we are going to be bringing his paintings and his words through a letterboard to life with Healthopedia Publishing. So Lori's going to do her first cameo appearance here as well. I tell you, this is a stunning group of women. But what I can tell you more than anything, Peter, I am humbled. I am honored because when you think about 10 countries represented from Nigeria to the USA, over to Australia, back to England, and yes, Jennifer Kerr, Jamie Kerr's wife. I knew there was one I forgot. Please, Jennifer, forgive me. They go from France to the UK She is absolutely a young lady with her story to be told in the mental pillar. You'll be meeting these women, not only on Facebook, my Facebook Live, Traverse TV, doing on other podcasts. You'll be seeing them all over. So go ahead and like what I will say, Healthopedia 365, my YouTube channel. Like, subscribe, and share. Hit that smash button so you can smash your health. We have over 200 podcasts. Now we brought this together, having a great group of women, but people around me to help me with the things I'm not so great at. But, well, I guess I'm just going to start a YouTube channel, but it wasn't choreographed the right way. Now we're getting it with spring house cleaning, and it's got some pizzazz. Healthopedia 365 on Instagram. We have two sites, our Healthopedia 365, which is our book and our publishing where our authors are, but then Health Coach Jodi, my regular site. And on Facebook, it's Healthopedia. I've started a public figure page. I was encouraged to do that by Tom Chester and Brian Gallinger, who was the event CEO guru of our Boca event. It is a public figure page. It just started, and it is Dr. Jodi Bear. Or you can just go to my personal Facebook page. It says Bear Robert Jodi, because it's both for Robert and Jodi. So before I wrap this up, Peter, I want to see if there are women, and maybe there's a few men out there, if they had a comment about our authors or anything that we shared, would love to hear questions. We are open now for lines, and then I'll come back and close out our show.
Well, we have a lot of people listening in. I don't have any of the star number one, so if you have a question for Jodi, hit star number one. And Jodi, I was listening to the list of people that you were referencing, I was quite amazed and somewhat, daunted in the idea of all of these really, really, really great people. Like the idea that you have been able to coordinate all of these things. There's huge stories amongst any one of them, and you rattled them off
yes.
as if it was like, bam, bam. Like, I just, you know, like, I'm going to use a bad example, you know, like a roofer with a nail gun. It's just like, bam, 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 bam. And it was just like, wow. So the reality is that I'm overwhelmed. I'm listening to this. I'm like, oh, my gosh, she's got this person as a guest. Oh, geez, I know that person. I know how, wow, look at this. And then you went through somebody else, and I'm like, I can't keep up. I can't keep up. So that people might not have a question might be normal because they're just a little bit overwhelmed. So most importantly, we're going to run this as a replay next Sunday, but you can always go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/Jodi to be able to hear this anytime you want to, and you can share with some other people. And then what I really want to go back to as well, Jodi, is double back into when you get back from Dubai, you're going to have an event. And it's a very inexpensive event for the value that you provide. And it'll be a doorway towards an introduction of working with you for those people who have never done it before. And then they can find out all the really cool things that you do. So describe one last time that event and how people can find it.
Thank you, Peter. Good point. So it is 1 o'clock on the 20th, 1 o'clock Eastern. It'll be for 1 hour. We're calling it Why Wait, Lose the Weight. I'm going to be doing a live a day promoting this week until I leave on Thursday. So there'll be four that I will do. And I will tell you, and maybe one there if I can steal my camera, because you can't have, when I found out that women aren't allowed to turn their cell phones on in public. So that's going to be a little education unto itself. So that's what we're going to be doing there. But I will be having a great list of stories about this and what I was able to share with women and all of that. But we're coming back on the 20th. It's May 20th, 1 p.m. All you've got to do for a big $47, that is like 11 to 50 per session. And you can experience what I talked about, foundational health. This is why I can say this book is so important because I'm going to come back to the 520 on Monday, start with these four classes, because say knowing anything else, I give action. I gave action to the women from the Lachey League. I took action. There's always action steps. You read our book, Healthopedia, putting together the pieces of foundational health. These puzzle pieces, you can go back at the end of each and every story with the 40 authors. You have 358 action steps. So ladies, with the essence of the woman, there will be the same. Over 350 action steps that you can take for your women's health. Now, we can't have them all in 4 weeks for our Why Weight, Lose the Weight, but you will get enough to figure out health with inflammation. If you've got 100 pounds to lose, if you've got 10, it starts with your liver needing to quiver. Liver quiver. All you have to do is quiver your little cursor on Healthopedia, healthapedia.eventbrite.com, and register. 4 classes, 4 weeks. A lot of things and empowerment ideas that you can take for you and your health, because the body is a miracle-making machine. It can and will heal itself. But I want to end and share, Peter, tonight with our essence of a woman. What is the essence of a woman? As I said, the title will be The Essence of a Woman, Unleash the Feminine Soul. Isn't that the power of the universe? So I'm still kind of working on this poem, but we're friends, and I just thought I would share what I have right now about the essence of a woman. Do mark your calendars also for August 8th, 2024. You're going to love this. 8-8 is a Lionsgate number. That means you walk through in prosperity. But 2024, if you put those numbers together, numerology, you come down with the number 4. What did we say about the 4 corners of a building? The foundational pieces of everything. A foundation. Women, you will get a foundation. You can go to my website. You can pre-order the book now. That's what we promise. But I want to end with this poem that I written about the essence of a woman. The essence of a woman lies within her heart, the capacity to touch others with her love, all within the quiet resources of her soul. The essence of a woman, just one woman, can lighten the burden of one who is suffering or stir the hearts of millions and change the world. Just one woman can make a difference when she believes in her creator-given powers and makes an effort to use them. Within each woman is the desire to give joy to others, to live her dreams, and to love with all her heart. This kind of power kindles hope, inspires faith, and keeps the spirit alive within all of us. The essence of a woman is in her inner strength and character, and is the sum of who she is as an individual. It is in her values and the ways in which she expresses those values. And it is also in the way she perceives herself in the world, how she carries herself, responds to others, and conducts her life. Others will always be drawn to the woman who is certain of who she is, and she who is unafraid to freely express her true creator-inspired nature. This is the essence of a woman. Coming soon to Amazon, 8-8-24, with these amazing 40 authors, because we, together, my power quote for the book, this time our book is, a woman in the flow, a woman in the flow, she'll inspire the universe. That is power. So whether you're a man or a woman, if you're an author out there listening, I honor you. If you've read our books, we're 100,000 strong with Healthopedia. I am humbled. But what I know, if we all immerse ourselves in the flow of who you are and how you are becoming, that is, for me, the essence of a woman. Thank you, Peter.
Excellent information. We're going to catch everybody next week. Have a safe and a great trip over in Dubai. I know you will, and I can't wait to hear all of your experiences when you get back. And for those people listening in, make sure you check her out. She's going to be back on buildingfortunesradio.com/Jodi. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.